Patrick O'Sullivan played in the NHL from 2006 to 2012. He retired from hockey at age 27 at what could have been the peak of his career to seek treatment for a trauma that had followed him since childhood. He tells his story in his own words.
I don't know that my father ever had a intention when I was born for me to play hockey, but I think once I showed interest in it, that light bulb kind of went off for him, and, you know, that's when everything started. So at the beginning, it was he would kick me a lot, and then it turned into slapping, and, you know, the older I got, it was almost like fighting, fist fighting. So, you know, he would hit me with anything really within arm's reach. So that was really the hardest part for me, was not knowing what was going to happen next. It was weird because the better I got, the worse the abuse got. I don't know really where that came from, other than I think he wasn't very good in his own career. He wanted to be a hockey player, and he never really made it very far. I think he had a lot of anger surrounding that, and I think what he thought was all the things he was doing to me and the crazy workouts I was doing and all of that stuff was designed to somehow make me a better player. It really couldn't be further from the truth. People become really good at something because they have a passion for it. You can't teach that. I loved hockey. I think hockey kept me alive. I think it was the one time where I felt like I was free, and, you know, it really kind of got me through all of the stuff I was living day to day, and at the same time, it was also the reason the stuff was happening. You know, most of the abuse that happened to me went on in my own house, and my mother saw that, and she never did anything about it, and she would say, you know, you better play well tonight or it's bad for the whole family. And by the time I was 12 or 13, I had realized that, you know, I kind of was going to have to take matters into my own hands. Around 15, I started to fight back. I was playing my first year of junior hockey in the OHL, and I was doing really, really well. I would go on to win the Rookie of the Year in that league, and my dad was losing his mind to the point where he thought I should quit hockey. That was really how all of this developed. And after one game in January, he removed me from the team bus and got into his car, and he said I was it. I wasn't going to play anymore. I wasn't good enough. We were going home. So that was it for me. That was the final straw. And we got to the house, and that's when kind of the fight started and everything else. He took off, so I went inside and called the police, and they came, and we did the report and all that, and took them a couple days to find him, but he spent a couple months in jail. But I had a restraining order moving forward, you know, against him until I was about 20. You know, that was really a life-changing moment for me.
Will O'Sullivan and Mulder. Here's Calder to O'Sullivan. He couldn't get a good shot, and he scored on the backhand. What a beautiful goal. O'Sullivan turning on the backhand, and the Kings lead 4-1.
My first couple years playing in L.A., and, you know, it was fun. And I knew that because of security and just because of, you know, where I was going to be living, my dad would essentially just be out of my life and kind of just an afterthought, and that's really the way that it was. And kind of the older I got, you know, the more serious I got with my girlfriend, you know, my now wife, it just started noticing different things that were difficult for me, you know, day to day, and a lot of things that would bother someone for a short amount of time would take me days at a time to get over. And had a little bit of depression. You know, I was just struggling mentally, and I just didn't know what to do. And I played another 5 years like that. I had everything anybody could have ever wanted at 28, 29. A great career. I had a wife. I had kids. I had made a lot of money playing the game. You know, I could go on any trip I wanted. Like, if I wanted anything, it's a couple phone calls away and all that garbage. But I wasn't happy, and I didn't know why. And I knew I had to figure that out. I knew there was no help for me really in the game. I went to the GM in Edmonton and I said, I think I need to talk to somebody. I need to see a therapist. I think it would really help me on the ice. And it was like he saw a ghost when I said that. You know, my level of play was going down. I was really unhappy. So I just knew that I had to get out. I had to get away from that sport, which at the time I despised everything about it, and kind of go out on my own and figure it out. I mean, I didn't even know where to ask for help. Traditional therapy, where you sit across the couch from someone, you know, wasn't doing anything for me. I had tried that a couple times in years past, and I just couldn't find anything that was going to work for me, because I could hide how I was feeling so well. I had done that my whole life. I was finally diagnosed with PTSD, which is a long-term situation, and ended up seeing a doctor that treats military veterans, and it's all the same as far as what it does to your brain chemically. And my brain is smaller than a brain that of someone who had no trauma as a child. I think for me, understanding that really made it easier to deal with. So I spent 30 days in LA with this doctor. I just started to slowly improve, and I mean, that's 2.5 years ago now. I'm doing well. I mean, I'm as happy as I've ever been. I wish I could go back and play hockey, even for 1 year, the way that I feel day-to-day now, mentally. I don't even know how much better I would have been, but you know, I'm just happy. I'm just happy to have the family that I have and to be doing things that I want to do.
Patrick O'Sullivan is now working to prevent child abuse and to promote mental health in the NHL. His recent memoir with Gare Joyce is titled Breaking Away, a harrowing true story of resilience, courage, and triumph. Our story was produced by Martin Kessler. Coming up on Only a Game, the invention of a new sport called Stones. And no, it has nothing to do with Mick Jagger or Keith Richards. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.